Well, the week is here, and everybody's so excited, Indians fans all over the world, as Jim Thome will be going into the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend. We go to our hotline now and welcome Jim. Jim, first off, thank you for your time. It's great to have you with us as the big day or weekend draws near. How you feeling?
I feel great. It's great to be on, and, you know, I'm so excited for the city of Cleveland. And just everybody, it's been an incredible ride leading up to this, and it's finally here. We're excited. You know, it's the moment is about to happen. We're ecstatic and can't wait for the big day.
You know, I wanted to ask you, what has it been like for you since you got that phone call from the Hall of Fame? We all got to see you receive the call with your family, which was very cool. How has this been for these last 6 months for you? Has it changed your life a whole lot?
It has, and it hasn't, to a degree that I think, you know, you want to kind of keep it simple. But there's been so many great things that have happened and come from this, and the people that have reached out, and you look back, you reflect back to the past, and just the, you know, the text messages, the day I got the call, you know, it was many, many, many text messages that I received, and it took me a solid month to return it. And to get back to everybody, but it feels so good. I said this, Mike. It's when you're blessed and fortunate as the player to go into the Hall of Fame and you get that call, you as the player, you look at it and you go, man, it's so much more even about yourself. It's about your mom and dad. It's about your wife. It's about your kids. You know, all those great coaches I was fortunate in, all those organizations to play under, my managers, all the great managers. So in a way, it's about them too, which is so exciting that we all get to share this together and come together and share that special day that's about to happen.
Wow, well put, Jim, and everyone who knows you, we know that you responded to each and every one of those messages. Wanted to ask you, Jim, when you got that call, when you think back, can you go back now, 1989, what were you doing when you got the call that the Indians had drafted you? Do you remember that exact moment?
I was in Peoria. You know, back then we didn't have cell phones. They, you know, the call came to the house, and, you know, I mean, I never thought that Cleveland was going to be on the radar to draft me. You know, during my college freshman year, you know, there was a scout named Tom Kustin that approached me, and now looking back, you know, that process was so great how that all unfolded. And yeah, I mean, you know, that's the best part of this is the looking back on how it all came about. And all those people that touched you, and you may have had a little bit of input and touched their lives as well. So it's that's I think the best part. I've been to Cooperstown since the call like two or three times, and you know, every time I go, I'll be honest, it gets more magical. You know, I was just there a week ago finalizing everything, and it's gonna be. I will say this, when I see players, when I see coaches, when you see the fans from Ohio that are going to come, it's going to be very, I'll be honest, it's going to be very emotional, and it's going to be, you know, that's the best part of all of this is that you get to share it with so many people.
Jimmy, you know, the other day, I'll just share this. I was walking my dog, and I had a neighbor come up to me, and she was asking me, they're planning their family. They're going to be there. It's just an example of that. And that's the way this does reach people, as you said it. And there's a ripple effect that maybe you can't even be aware of, but there's an example of that. I wanted to ask you, we've talked talked about you over the years now, where you've kind of reminisced with your when the statue was unveiled and all of that with the Indians.
Yeah.
But I thought one of the cool stories I read after you were officially joined the Hall of Fame was a story that Michael Kadire relayed when you were actually with the Twins in a game here in Cleveland. And I just wanted to ask you, where he revealed it that, you know, you guys were getting ready to bat, and you just kind of stepped up behind him and said, do you think this is what Garrigan Ruth felt like on a Sunday in Cleveland? Well, then he walked, you later homered. But I wanted to ask you, what kind of, do you remember what went through your mind that day? I thought it was kind of a cool thought.
You know, Cuddy and I used to talk about the history of the game, okay? And he would always throw things at me. And I, you know, being a veteran guy, I walked on deck, and I, the story is correct. I think I put my hand on his shoulder, and I said, man, Cuddy, I wonder if this is what Ruth and Garrick felt like. Because the whole history of the game at that point in my career, you know, I was getting kind of towards the end. And, you know, I just think the best part is reflecting back again on those. That's the best part of Cooperstown, is the history, the old players. And I wonder, like, back in the day, what did Ruth and Garrick feel like when they were in Cleveland? And ironically, I hit a home run, and I crossed home plate, and Cuddy goes, that's what they felt like. And it was just, it was a cool moment between him and I, as I've been blessed to have with so many other great teammates. You know, like, those are the little the inside bits that the fans want to hear. So I'm glad that story came out, because it meant a lot. It meant a lot, I know, to him and all of us. I mean, think when I walked down the hall and they showed me where my plaque was going to go, and I looked over, and it was one of the most emotional things ever.
Wow.
And I looked up, and there was Ruth's plaque. It literally, I couldn't control myself. It was like, here's this kid that grew up in the Midwest out of, you know, central in the heartland, and got a chance to go and be, you know, be blessed to go into the hall. And there's Babe Ruth's name. It's just so special.
And you're in the same place there with him. And also, a little side note to that story, I know you left Cuddy a bat there when you signed it.
Yeah.
You knew what it was like to feel like Ruth and Garrig. And that's you, Jim, just that extra touch. Jim, finally, before we let you go, the speech part, have you been working on that? How's that going for you?
It's all done. It's been done since, well, I had it done in June, and then I've tweaked it. I've added. You know, it's a special thing, and it's to me. I've tried to, as a player when I played, tried to do the same thing. Put a lot of preparation into it, and be thoughtful and really reflect back to all the great cities I was fortunate to play in and be blessed to be a part of, all the great people. So it's come along. Everything's been great. I feel very good about it. It's just now, you know, now it's time to get it done and go deliver it, you know, and have fun. And the one thing I remember in 95, when we went to the World Series, and you look up, and you go, gosh, that went by pretty quick. And Atlanta beat us. So those, and then in 97, we went to the World Series. And again, it goes by so quick. This moment, you know, learning from those moments, I want to truly, and I know it's that weekend's going to go by so fast, but I truly want to enjoy it with the people and the fans, and just enjoy that 2-3 days and embrace it, because it's not every day, you know, you get the honor and blessed to go into the hall. It's just so special.
Jimmy, congratulations. Absorb it all. I hope you can process all of that. Sounds like you've got it all together. We're all eager to see the big weekend get here and hear you on that day as well. Congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us this week.
Oh, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you soon. I know we're coming there in August.
Right.
Look forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.